33,000 students at the University of Nottingham. They know what this means.
This is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and smashes it home! What a strike from Ben Osborne!
Or 25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to the Thursday Sports Show. I'm your host Matt Webb, and I'm joined today in the studio by Alex Buxton, Will Perkins and Ollie Roberts. We're going to be going over all the latest Bucks results, previewing Big Bucks Wednesday, which is coming next week, and also talking about our local football teams, Notts County and Nottingham Forest. First up, we're going to open up by talking about some of the Bucks results. We're going to start off with badminton, which has traditionally been quite a strong suit for us in Bucks, but we've actually had a bit of a mixed week. So Alex, when you're looking at those badminton results for the men, are you surprised by those at all, especially the first result perhaps?
Yeah, I think the first result is probably the saddest of all of them, because I mean, it's a big game, the Championship Cup semi-final. I think they'll be definitely gutted given how good their season's been to crash out in such kind of poor way against Bath's team. But across the board in the men's, we still did pretty well. I mean, obviously beating Lough is always a plus. I mean, we always, every time you get that scalp, you know you've done well that week. And also good results against Oxford Brookes and Anglia Ruskin. So on the whole, the men's badminton teams have done pretty well. It's just a shame that we couldn't succeed in probably the most important game of the lot.
Yeah, the women's having a strong week as well, winning all their matches as well. Will, if we perhaps move on to basketball, the men's had a mixed week. They won all them. I was misreading one of the results there. My apologies. So the women's seconds and women's thirds were both in action and both won their matches. The women's seconds by 56 points to 45 against Birmingham seconds, and the women's thirds by 52 points to 46 against Birmingham City. Some quite close results there, Will, in the basketball.
Yeah, nice close results, and it's nice that we've actually got on the end of the positive result in basketball for once. You know, that's usually one of the, you get a mixed result, you see one week maybe lose them all, one week win them all. So get all three wins, especially women's women's second team with a 56 to 45 against Birmingham. You know, semi local kind of affair. So that's a good victory, and it's good to just get the confidence out of 100% record.
Yeah, absolutely there. Obviously, our sports officer, Adam Pratchett, will be very pleased with those results. On the whole, as we always say, when we have ever have any decent basketball results, and the cliche from the Thursday Sports Show. If we then move, Ollie, if we're looking at the football results here, perhaps a pretty good results on the whole. The men's winning all their matches, beating Coventry seconds 1-0, Coventry firsts 3-0, and Leicester thirds 4-2. The women's seconds, they went down to Coventry firsts 1-0, and the women's thirds drew 2-2. And we also had a walkover in the futsal as our only result there. So Ollie, we've seen some inconsistency from football over this season, as always. It's another example really of an inconsistent week for football, not being able to get a consistent set of results across the board.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely pleasing to see those results from the men's sides. I mean, as you touched upon, the men winning all their matches, which is nice. It's just a shame that, obviously, the women couldn't follow suit. And, yeah, that is the thing. Inconsistencies are always a hard one to explain. In the sense that, yeah, some weeks you can get maybe the women doing better than the men's, but obviously the men doing better than the women this week. But let's just hope that eventually, going into the last weeks of the season, that we can get good results from both sets, both the men and the women.
And what's quite surprising, I thought, is that typically the women do better than the men. But I mean, it's good to finally see the men getting some decent results, because it's been across the board a pretty poor season from them. We seem to be always kind of talking about them each week, saying they're not really doing particularly well, but the women have generally done well this season, especially the women's first team, so we can let them have one slightly
this week. And now we're going to be previewing the Big Bucks Wednesday. So for those of you who might be unaware of this, this is an event next Wednesday, not the Varsity event, we hasten to add, as I think Ollie got a bit confused over that earlier. So yeah, it's not the Varsity event, but it is in the Bucks National Competition, essentially the final round of events for a lot of sports who have come through a lot to get here. And it's the top two teams in these different sporting categories will play each other on Wednesday at Nottingham, at the DRSV on the whole, and Beeston Hockey Club. And they'll be competing to get even more points for Bucks. It's really important in the overall standings. And we've got quite a few teams, and we're very fortunate enough to be able to host it this year. So we're just going to start going through the fixtures in a second. We're going to start off with badminton. So badminton have always been a very strong team for us, Alex, and we've got two teams competing in badminton. We've got the women's first competing in the final of the Premier North against Loughborough Firsts, now the DRSV, and we've also got the women's seconds competing against Durham Firsts in the Trophy Cup finals in the 1A Midlands, North Division. So some tough games there. You know, it'd probably be difficult to call the results, but would you be backing us to come away victorious there, Alex?
I think we've definitely got a chance. I mean, I think Loughborough are first and second, so the two teams above us in the overall standings. But, I mean, if you look at the teams that have got this far, it's no surprise that it's a team that we've been talking about all year. I mean, it is the racket sports that we love to talk about and big up. And badminton have been really good this year, and in particular the women. And I think, realistically, once you've got this far, it shows that these two teams are really probably the two best teams in the country for it. So it's a one-off game. Anyone can win. But I definitely think that we've got a good chance of beating Loughborough and Durham. And like I said, if we want a late push for second, these are the games we've got to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're absolutely right there. I think first Loughborough over 1,000 points away from us. I think they're unattainable for anyone. But Durham, 300 points away from us, not out of reach altogether. If we can overhaul them, it'd be a phenomenal achievement for the University of Nottingham Sport, and perhaps for us the impetus to perhaps finish first at some point. And of course, it's worth noting that we'll be giving live coverage of all these events on the URN Sport next Wednesday. So make sure you tune in then. Follow blog and social media as well on our website, www.urn1350.net. You can download our app on the App Store or the Play Store to keep up to date with that. And make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at URN1350 and at URN Sport to keep up with all the latest information on Bucks Week Wednesday and when it comes to it, Varsity. So, Will, if we're looking at the hockey then, we've been pretty strong this season. We've only got one match in the hockey, and that's the North A final match between Loughborough first and our women's first down at Beeston Hockey Club. Are you feeling confident about that as a fixture?
Well, it's going to be a tough game, obviously, against Loughborough. You know, you can't expect that. You're in the final now. It's going to be up against those top universities. But, you know, hockey, one of our best performers this year, so they've got to be going in with confidence. They've been playing a lot, you know, winning a lot of games together, and now they've obviously made it all the way to the final. So, you know, at home, so they're going to be used to it. Hopefully, there'll be some good support, and hopefully that can give us the edge over Loughborough, who will be a big scalp if we can win that one.
Yeah, I mean, Loughborough obviously always our East Midlands rivals, the University of Sport, they're sort of known as. Yeah, I think we'll just move on to the squash now. Squash, one of our strongest sports. I was fortunate enough to go to the semi-finals last Wednesday with URN, and we covered the matches there which were taking place. And fortunately, our men's first edged the University of Birmingham first in quite a close encounter and move into the final of the Premier North against UWE, the University of West of England. It's worth noting here that from the information that I've received, basically UWE are the favourites, so it would be an upset if our men's first beat them. UWE won all their matches 5-0, I believe. They've got the best squash players in the country. But Alex, you know, can we defy the odds there? I mean, we're on good form at the moment. We've got some really high quality players in our men's squash. Do you think that we could cause an upset?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they are the favourites, but like we said, it's a one-off game, and the fact that we've got four teams in the Big Bucks Super Wednesday is a testament to how good we are at squash, not just in the first team, but across the board. I mean, yes, UWE do have a good team, but it's going to be played on our home turf. I'm sure there'll be a big turnout from the club to come watch all the different teams. And I'm sure the players will be really G'd up for it. And I think it's a bit of a David versus Goliath, but we've got to realise that we are also a very good team. And despite, even though UWE might have the edge, I definitely think we have got a chance.
Yeah, it will be a tough match though, worth noting. Definitely get down to DRSV for that. That will be a thriller. We've also got more matches going on in squash there. Our men's seconds in North 1A taking on Sheffield Hallam first in the final of the Trophy Cup at 11 o'clock at DRSV. Probably quite a good chance of them winning that one. And then also our women's first in the Premier North taking on Edinburgh first in the Championship finals at 1 o'clock at DRSV. Will, our women's first have been on phenomenal form this season. They didn't play their best team, but they still thrashed Northumbria 5-0 in the semi-finals. You know, the results were long along the lines of 11-1, 11-2, 11-1 in some of the matches. So do you think we can perhaps feel a bit more confident about the women's first going into these encounters?
Yeah, definitely. Well, obviously hearing that form, you know, that's got to be maybe one of the ones on this day that we've got to be confident about. Obviously, I'm assuming there won't be resting players in this final, especially against Edinburgh, which could be a big one. To just, obviously, we were speaking about earlier, could they catch us? You know, just making sure they don't beat us in this one, we're a good start to stopping them close the gap on us, really. So hopefully they can get the win, and you know, they've deserved it this season, so hopefully they can perform on the day.
Yeah, we wish the squash team all the best. I mean, one of our strongest teams this season. I think it would be a big reward for them if on Big Bucks Wednesday at the University of Nottingham they can pull the results out of the bag and get some big points for us there in our quest to do as well as we can in Bucks this season. Ollie, now if we're moving on to another racket sport, another sport we're strong at, table tennis, perhaps one of our biggest sports here, and our men's first are playing UCL first in the final, a big match there, 7 o'clock down at DRSV. That's going to be a huge match, really, isn't it? You consider the form of table tennis and then the reputation of a university like UCL.
Yeah, you've touched upon it already, Matt. Racket sports are definitely something that this university seems to excel at, and I think we can see that by the fact that both the men's first and the women's first are both competing in Big Bucks Wednesday this year. Obviously going to be a big game against UCL, but I think you'd have to say, considering our form and stuff this season, you'd definitely have to back the University of Nottingham as favourites going into that game. And another thing that we obviously need to touch upon is this home advantage, the fact that the games are going to be played at David Ross Sports Village, and I think that's definitely going to play into University of Nottingham's hands.
Iota Karanka has said that he's certain of the boss of the chairman's support, who has a name that is difficult to pronounce, so I'm not going to attempt it. Maranakis, I think, is how you pronounce it. But you know, he started off by winning only one of his first eight games, obviously that fantastic win against Wolves. But he's now they've now won six games unbeaten. Do you think he deserved the chance, and do you think he's done enough to justify his position?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when he first came in, they were on that terrible run. I was thinking, what have they done, but last six games unbeaten, including three of them were 0-0, to be fair, but you know, that just sums up Krenker's kind of defensive preference, really. But I think he's done enough. They'll definitely be safe, you should think, now. So now they've just got to support him, give him the funds, so hopefully he can bring in some attacking players. I mean, Lee Tomlin, to be fair, has actually been a good sign in the end. I think he scored two recently in the win against QPR, and he scored in the game before that as well. So, you know, a few more of those type signings just to go along with this defensive improvement, and I think, you know, playoffs is a real possibility.
Yeah, some interesting and exciting times there at the City Ground. Ollie, if we're looking ahead now to their match at the weekend, they're playing Sheffield United, a team obviously sitting just outside the playoffs in seventh place with 59 points on a decent run. It's going to be a tough game for Forest, but do you think with their current defensive form they can give Sheffield United a run for their money at Bramall Lane?
Yeah, like you said, Matt, obviously a really tough game with Sheffield United faring quite well this season. I think the thing about the Championship, though, is it's such an unpredictable league. We obviously saw Wolves almost walking away with the Championship earlier on in the season, but we've seen teams like Cardiff claw their way back into it. And I think on their day, pretty much any team can beat another, just depending on how they play. And I think considering the form that Forest themselves are in, they've got every chance of taking a victory or at least something away from that game. Like you said, I think Ito Karanka's done a great job since he came in. I actually thought Mark Warburton was unlucky to lose his job. I think considering the success he'd had at Brentford and some of the other clubs he'd been at, he was the right man to take them forward. But if anyone was the right person to replace them, I think it's Ito Karanka. Will's just touched upon it there as well. The defensive solidity that he brings to the team is absolutely crucial, because I think that was one of the main problems with Forest earlier on in the season, and how consistently they leaked quite a few goals. So definitely think Forest have got every chance of taking at least something away from that.
First of all, Alex, if we start with a result from the weekend, a 2-1 win away at Forest Green Rovers. A pretty strong result on the whole there, coming back from 1-0 to make it 2-1 there. Do you think they'll be happy with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we were talking about on the Over the Trent podcast, the fact that Notts tend to struggle against some of the kind of worst teams because they're not really good at teams that kind of sit back and try and defend. They're better getting teams that go at them than just kind of getting them on the counter. And in the much favoured game early in the season against Forest Green Rovers, I mean, the game where they had very discounted tickets for fans and I think they had a bumper crowd, they had a really bad result against them. I think it was a 1-1 draw when Forest Green were around 20.
I recall that they snatched a 93rd minute equaliser.
They were lucky to get a draw against Forest Green. I think Forest Green were even in a worse position than they are now at the time, and they were either 23rd or 24th. So it's a massive result for them. And it kind of typifies their recent form. I mean, Notts kind of had a bit of a blip when they kind of dropped out of the automatic promotion places for a while, but they're now back in there. I mean, granted, they have two teams below them have games in hand, but County definitely needed that result, and they've really, if they want to see out the season and get that much desired automatic promotion place, they've got to keep winning these kind of games, and they really can't take their foot off the pedal now.
How good are their chances of automatic promotion? You know, do you think they're certain for a playoff place, or is it still all to play for, really?
I think they should just about get a playoff place, I think. They're still obviously going to be challenging for this automatic promotion, which looks a lot more likely than it did a few weeks ago when they obviously fell outside of those places. But as Alex, I think, touched upon, a few of the teams below them have games in hand. So this game against Mansfield coming up is absolutely crucial. I think this is probably going to be the most crucial game of their season. If they can get something from this game, if they can come away with a win, then that is the perfect result they need to kick on near the end of the season and hopefully win that automatic promotion. But if they get a loss in this game, especially with the teams behind them, if they can utilise their games in hand, then that could be it for Notts County, and we could see them maybe falling back into sixth position, maybe even lower, and miss out on a place in the playoffs. So yeah, this game against Mansfield, obviously absolutely crucial, and let's just keep our fingers crossed that they can come away with something in that game.
Yeah, yeah, also, I was going to touch on the fact that if you look at the upcoming fixtures for Notts County, they've got some of the teams around, they've got a lot of the teams around, they've got Mansfield, they've got Wickham coming up, Accrington, Stanley, Luton, so it's a real make or break time for County, and if they want to get this automatic place, they've really got to win these games to really try and see out the season. But I do think it's going to be tough, and I think in the end they will probably be playing in this season's playoffs.
The thing is, we know that Notts County do have the quality on their day. I don't think anyone can dispute that, based on some of the football we've seen from them throughout the season, that they are one of the best teams in the league. But as I touched upon with the Championship as well, in these sorts of leagues you can have such fluctuating results. I mean, you touched on that game against Forest Green earlier on in the season when Notts County should have come away with that with an easy victory, but they didn't. So let's just hope that if Notts County can play some of their best football, which we know they can do, then they've got every chance of coming away with victories in these matches, even against some of these better teams.